Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The only thing better than 2 hours of Pensacola right now is 3 hours of Pensacola right now. That's what I always say. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. As always, Chris, what's up, my man?
I was just kind of going over some stories we're going to talk about. By the way, I don't know if I made it clear just before we went into break. Ray Palmer from Pensacola Sports joining us tomorrow at 5:12, and we'll be talking about that Sun Belt Conference contract extension at the Basin. Big economic hit for the city. That's going to be great. Absolutely great. Some of the stories I'm going to be talking about, hey, realize it or not, Black Lives Matter is totally broke. And we'll tell you all about that one. Also,
golly,
Tarzan has died. We'll also feature, if I said to you, I went, Jerry, what would you think I was talking about?
Jerry Springer.
You got it. We'll talk about Jerry Springer this hour.
All righty. Very well. Quite a diverse slate, it seems.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Also, we got President Biden expected to formally apologize for the U.S. government's role in Indian boarding schools, as they were known as, during a speech Friday in Arizona. Over a 150-year span, the U.S. government managed or paid religious groups and churches to operate the boarding school across nearly 40 states. They aimed to assimilate Native American children by removing them from their homes and sending them sometimes thousands of miles away. In 2021, Biden launched a study into federal policy, and Biden is expected to give the remarks during a visit to the Gila River? Is that it? Gila River Indian community. Forgive me if I am mispronouncing that. I'm sorry. I don't know.
He drives the black truck.
I mispronounce like 10 words
a
day.
Man. It's all right.
That's why I cover all bases.
Yeah, listen, 614 News Radio 92.3. It's live radio.
Yes.
Savor the moment.
I used every use of the letter I in that word.
There you go. Hey, you're talking about Biden there, old Joe. Oral arguments taking place in federal court over Joe's student loan bailout plan. Fox's Business's Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The states are arguing that the president does not have the authority by the stroke of a pen to appropriate the amount of money needed. Now, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget estimates that this one program, the SAVE program, could cost taxpayers $250 billion to $300 billion more dollars. That's above the $175 billion already forgiven in student loan debt. Vice President Kamala Harris wants to expand the student loan bailout. In a statement to Fox Business, the Missouri Attorney General says Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are trying to cancel student loans in direct defiance of a Supreme Court order. It adds the president cannot unilaterally force $500 billion of Ivy League debt onto the shoulders of working Americans.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that is progressive.com/careers. All righty, so we did get confirmation that it was an accident on I-10 if you were traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. There is still some congestion over there, but it is clearing out. However, some of that congestion is bleeding onto Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 78 degrees, low of 64 tonight, clear skies tomorrow, another sunny, clear, and beautiful day, high of 84, low of 62.
Any of that traffic problem around the fairgrounds?
There's been some congestion mildly on and off. Right now, it's looking very, very mild.
Nice night for it, isn't it?
I know, especially with us getting down into the 70s already. Yeah, not bad at all.
Let's talk about the city of Gulf Breeze real quick here. They're going to retain those six red light cameras they have set up. I mentioned to you, and we discussed this last hour, I have that 3-second rule at a red light in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Right.
If it changes, I sit there for 3 full seconds because you have a lot of knuckleheads running those lights. And I give them their space, if you say. But these red lights, and I'm going to get to it, are really not only saving lives, but saving a lot of folks from a lot of anxiety. Gulf Breeze City Council voted to renew their contract for the cameras at 3 intersections on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is at Fairpoint Drive Daniel Drive and in front of Baptist Hospital, right there at Fairpoint. If you know, I'll give you a reference point. Chick-fil-A, right there in Gulf Breeze. This year, the cameras captured more than 9,600 people and brought in more than $1 million in citations. Now, wait a minute. If you're thinking the Gulf Breeze got $1 million, let me explain how this works. In real life, the city brought in approximately $133,000 after paying the state and vendors, get this, $622,000. These equations don't look so balanced to me, but that's another story to be told. Gulf Breeze PD Chief Rick Hawthorne saying the cameras have reduced the number of crashes, slowed down drivers at intersections who might think twice about running that red light. So if you're at a red light in Gulf Breeze, remember my three-second rule. It might save you a lot of headaches.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely true. And you know what? That's really that's a good rule to have whenever applicable, not just in Gulf Breeze. Because I had someone run a red light. I almost T-boned me. Luckily, I wasn't moving fast enough for them to do so. They just flew in front of me and hit my bumper. But nonetheless, yeah, there are some idiots out there. Be careful.
Knuckleheads.
There, yeah, that's a more PC way of putting it.
I think soft.
All righty.
If you gotta call somebody stupid, you might as well call them knuckleheads.
There you go. That works. Renewing your car tags or driver's license, interestingly enough, will get a lot more convenient for folks on the north side of Santa Rosa County soon, as it has been announced that the J Tax Collector's Office will reopen next week. The office has been closed since late June, and Northside residents, in the meantime, have had to drive to offices in Milton, Midway, or Pace instead. And if you know anything about that area, that's a pretty long drive.
If you think Joe Biden's get a lot of airtime this quarter hour here, you're probably right. He's not in the basement. Let me just tell you. I can confirm
that. Thank goodness.
Joe is joining other G7 leaders in a first of its kind of loan. Doing a loan here backed by frozen Russian assets. It gets pretty complicated. So Jared Halpern is in from the White House with more to discuss the President's Corner.
The President's Corner.
The profits from Russian bank accounts frozen in Europe and other places will act as collateral for a $50 billion loan G7 leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine.
Now, this is unique. Never before has a multilateral coalition frozen the assets of an aggressor country and then harnessed the value of those assets to fund the defense of the aggrieved party.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the loan will cover Ukrainian defense and economic support. $20 billion comes from the U.S., with the other $30 billion coming from the EU, UK, Canada, and Japan.
And it's another example of how Mr. Putin's war of aggression has only unified and strengthened the resolve of G7 countries and our partners to defend shared values.
President Biden, in a statement, says the loans give Ukraine what it needs now without burdening taxpayers, and makes clear tyrants will be responsible for the damages they cause. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the U.S. putting up $135 million in new humanitarian assistance for Palestinians. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not too much going on at this time. We do have some backups on, on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but those are starting to clear up. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, it's a high of 84, low of 62.
Okay, this is true. The SpaceX Crew 8, the quartet of astronauts, coming to Pensacola in
all
the
right.
morning. They departed the space station today at 4:05. They're on their way, and they are expected to splash down off the coast of Pensacola 2:22 precisely. Tomorrow morning, NASA will live stream the splashdown on NASA Plus A. Post-splashdown news conference planned for later tomorrow morning.
How awesome is that?
I think it's pretty great, thanking a listener of ours who tipped us off.
Yeah, they asked, can you confirm this? And next thing you know, Chris, you did your research, and WEAR was even reporting on it. It's like, well, that's enough for us.
So it is. SpaceX coming to Pensacola bright and early tomorrow morning. Don't think you're going to, it's probably so far offshore where they're doing this, and they didn't give, rightly so, they're very secretive about this.
Yeah.
So we don't know exactly where, we just know it's off the coast of Pensacola on that side.
That is
hey,
true.
You're a techie guy, right? You like a lot of technical stuff.
Sure.
Well, Apple's new AI might not be coming as quickly as planned. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Though, it's promising some pretty darn neat features. Fox's Eben Brown has more.
Apple users had been waiting for iOS version 18.1 because it was set to bring Apple Intelligence to iPhone 16 and 15 smartphones. Now it looks as if many of those features will come with version 18.2, such as the ability to create images as their own files and as well as emojis through Apple's Image Playground and Genmoji features, which Apple will open up to third-party developers. Apple will also integrate ChatGPT with the improved AI-ready Siri assistant so that Siri will be able to answer questions it alone cannot answer. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Also, mentioned this before the break, the U.S. is putting up $135 million in new humanitarian assistance for Palestinians. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The aid will help provide clean water and maternal health resources for Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Blinken also said American negotiators will meet with their Israeli and Qatari counterparts to revive ceasefire talks.
And put this in perspective, if you will, in 10 days, it is the end of daylight savings time. Go ahead, enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. One key health benefit will be through DST is it allows people to enjoy more outdoor activities. Well, Sunday, November 3rd, turn the clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time. I'm in mourning already about this. Black Lives Matter reportedly running out of money. They were so powerful at one time. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has more details.
The cash was flowing into BLM Global following the police murder of George Floyd, but the online Free Press news site reports the organization is cash poor now due to leaders who line their own pockets. The Free Press also says legal fees and IRS assessments have put BLM on the brink of insolvency. It says strife between the national BLM and grassroots BLMs have also led to a reduction in donations. BLM has not commented on the report. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Do they still have that street downtown Pensacola that was painted on?
I think I've driven over it, so yes, I think so.
I don't know what street it is, but...
But I've seen it recently.
I just didn't know if it was still painted over or not.
If it is, I don't know when the last time a fresh coat was put on.
Okay.
But I know that, yes, because I have seen it before.
All right.
But yeah, no, I've heard controversies before about some of those Black Lives Matter leaders, and it's like they get money, and it's like, oh, next thing you know, they're buying this huge... you know, materialistic thing, whether it's like a needlessly big and grand house or whatever else. And if that is true, then that could, yeah, that could explain the money flow kind of dripping a bit.
Okay, Special Olympics in Florida preparing to host the 5K race for inclusion in Pensacola this weekend. Saturday, Bayview Park, 18th and Lloyd Streets in East Hill. 5K is part of the statewide initiative to support over 75,000 Special Olympians in the state. By the way, when I was in Denver, I was on the board of directors for Special Olympics of Colorado. Great organization.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Los Angeles County DA George Gascon is requesting Lyle and Eric Menendez be resentenced nearly 30 years after the brothers got life without parole for the murders of their parents in 1989. Menendez's cousin Diane Vandermolen believes this move validates the brothers' claims of abuse by their parents.
This decision is not just a legal matter. It is a recognition of the abuse my cousins endured.
Gascon says under state law, the brothers are eligible for parole immediately. Former President Donald Trump brings his campaign to Arizona, where he promised to fix the border if elected.
When we win on November 5th, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins. We're going to restore our country.
Kamala Harris is holding a campaign rally in Georgia this hour. America's listening to Fox News.
All
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Food and Drug Administration is announcing today that they're investigating if Taylor Farms could be the possible source of the E. coli outbreak that's linked to Quarter Pounder hamburgers at McDonald's. The outbreak has killed at least one person, sickened nearly 50 others, including 10 who needed hospitalization. Meanwhile, Treehouse Foods is recalling its frozen waffles over a possible listeria contamination. The products were sold at Dollar General, Walmart, Target, Publix, and Stop and Shop. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow dropping 140, the S&P up 12, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing 138. More than 7,000 bottles of the popular antidepressant medication Cymbalta have been recalled due to the presence of what the National Library of Medicine describes as a toxic chemical. U.S. crude oil futures for December under 71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. There's been much speculation this week about the possibility of the Rams potentially trading Cooper Kupp and even Matthew Stafford before the November 5th trade deadline. I can't see LA trading Stafford in season, but teams like the Ravens, Steelers, Lions, Bills, Packers, and Commanders should be on the phone with the Rams right now trying to get a deal done for Kupp, especially after the Kansas City Chiefs acquired DeAndre Hopkins the other day. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
The time for holiday hosting is upon us. So make your second bathroom second to none with HomeDepot.com's best savings of the season. Right now, enjoy up to 40% off select online bath. Find the latest on-trend styles of vanities, faucets, showers, tubs, toilets, and more. All at prices that will let your budget relax right along with you and your beautifully renovated bath. Get up to 40% off select online bath plus free delivery at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Peterborough Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Peterborough Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peterborough Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI. Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires
October 31st, 2024. Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your fall barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie board to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the role of the District 1 Medical Examiner now that ground has been broken on the new facility off of Avalon in Milton. Great day for law enforcement and for families dealing with the tragedy of losing a loved one in this four-county area. Shared with you some of the thoughts from President Martha Saunders about the state of UWF. That was something that we carried for you exclusively here on News Radio. And PPD's got a new Bearcat. Lots of things to talk about. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Hopefully, I shouldn't be holding you up for too long. Looking at the roads here, everything's looking relatively clear. If there's congestion that's giving you trouble, it should be rather minor. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, clear day, high of 84, low of 62.
Okay, Ice Flyers ready to rebound after last weekend's loss to the Havoc. Ice Flyers are refocusing for games this weekend in Huntsville. Puck drops tomorrow night in Probst Arena. So best luck to Gary Graham and company.
And speaking of what's going on tomorrow, the World Series taking place at Dodger Stadium. Game one between the Yankees and Dodgers. First time they've met up in the big series in decades. So be on the lookout for that. And as far as what's going on right now, we got two college football games. Georgia Southern and Old Dominion. Old Dominion's up 7-0 on the Eagles. And then Syracuse and Pittsburgh just got underway. Syracuse is 5-1. The Panthers are 6-0 in the top 20. That game just kicked off. They're tied at 0.
Okay, and probably less about 35 minutes from right now or so, it's Minnesota-Los Angeles for NFL football. That's your prime game, Thursday game, and also a high school game tonight. Gulf Breeze in Panama City taking on Mosley.
Ooh, yeah, Mosley's they're just a brutal team, man. I want the more home team to win. I'm pulling for Gulf Breeze, but because I think it would be an upset. And also, as I said, just regionally speaking. But, man, I can't help but think that Mosley's going to take control.
And it would certainly make the trip a lot easier for the Breezers and the football team coming back from Panama City for that late ride back home along 98. While we're talking football here, another quarterback change has been made by the Carolina Panthers. Fox's Joe Morgan has more on it.
There will be a familiar face under center for the Panthers in Week 8. Bryce Young will start for the Panthers against the Broncos due to Andy Dalton suffering a sprained right thumb after being involved in a traffic accident on Tuesday. Young, who was selected by the Panthers with the first pick of the 2023 NFL Draft, was benched in favor of Dalton after an 0-2 start to the season. The Heisman Trophy winner is just 2-16 as the starter in Carolina, though the Panthers have gone 1-4 with Dalton under center. Carolina will be facing a Broncos team that has won 4 of its last 5 games and sits at 4-3 on the year. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, Chris, when you had asked me earlier, you said, hey, do you know who the Panthers' new QB is going to be? I wasn't thinking we were just going to be going back to Bryce Young.
I wasn't either.
I think I overthought the question a bit. Also, we saw this go viral a little while back. The mother of Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been arrested over an alleged stolen package. Texas police say that Marsha Kearney stole a package from her neighbor, and a Ring cam showed she was wearing a custom Mama Rice Chiefs jersey with her son's number on it. That happened back in September, and I saw the video. It's just, oh my gosh, like how stupid can you be? She turned herself in to that local county sheriff's office on October 15th on one count of misdemeanor theft. Rashee Rice, meanwhile, he underwent knee surgery after appearing in 4 games for the Chiefs this season and is doubtful he will return. So imagine you're trying to, you know, win another Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And your team's doing great. And you get hurt. You're like, damn, you know, you're trying to heal. You know, you want to get back out there. And you got all this on your mind. And then your mom gets arrested for being caught on camera stealing a package from somebody.
Doing something wrong in
her
life.
Her son's a millionaire.
Doing something wrong in life. Let me.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, less than 2 weeks, 10 days. Go ahead, count them. The best of SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams going to be competing for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. We're going to probably learn about what those 12 teams are in the next couple of days. And once they release that, of course, we'll be talking about that for you. Third year in a row, Pensacola has hosted that tournament. Tickets now on sale. Do your part. Support this event. Go to PensacolaSports.org. By the way, Ray Palmer, President, CEO, Pensacola Sports, will join us, I promise, 5:12 tomorrow. I promise. He had a conflicting schedule today. And
We're all busy. It's not
absolutely. And we were expecting to try to slide the interview in, but it just didn't work out. So I said, for the sake of giving it all of the respect the story needs, let's just do it tomorrow. So Ray's in with us, 5:12 tomorrow. News Radio 92.3.
And remember a while back when we were talking about this, you know, when it was far, you know, when it was further back on the horizon, I made a completely baseless claim that Tennessee is going to win it all. I stand by it.
You don't even know if they're coming.
I was about to say, Tennessee may not even make the field of play, but you know what? I stand by my pick.
I think they will make the play, by the way.
Hopefully, yes.
So we'll know those teams pretty soon. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, it's the best of the SEC. They have some really talented ladies on that soccer field. Take it in. And especially if you have a young lady maybe aspiring to be a soccer player or so, maybe playing right. the mini, what do they call them? Little League soccer or
that's
whatever.
What they call
take little them out football. There. Because these ladies, and I've done this event for 3 years now, accessible isn't the word. They will take the time, talk to the kids, you know, and tell them how they could themselves become a potential soccer player for one of these universities.
Yeah.
It's a great morale booster, and it is a wonderful time to be out there. 3rd through 10th of November, Ashton-Brosnahan. It's soccer at its finest.
All righty. And speaking of wholesome sporting events that are happening within the state of Florida, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers giving back to their community. The team's getting ready to launch a new play student mentoring program next week. The initiative is designed to support young people through players and staff guidance, while also breaking down racial and social equality barriers. Up to 100 high school athletes in East Tampa will take part in the program starting on Monday. Those involved will join workshop sessions with the team and volunteer to combat food insecurity throughout the area.
Jerry.
Yeah, you had mentioned this.
Jerry Springer thing here. We're going to talk. I did, didn't I? I gave you about a half an hour warning on this one. new documentary, looking back at one of the most controversial talk show hosts of the 1990s. Fox's Michelle Polino has the report.
A two-part documentary on the popular Jerry Springer show is coming to Netflix, debuting January 7th. Jerry Springer Fights Camera Action, which will explore how the long-running tabloid talk show became one of the most outrageous television hits of the 1990s. According to the streamer, the doc will feature firsthand testimony and revelations from show insiders, as well as interviews with producers and former guests who help uncover a murkier picture of the talk show and the destruction it caused. Fights Camera Action promises to raise renewed questions about who is responsible and how far things should go in the name of entertainment. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Did you know Jerry Springer actually used to be a mayor of a small town? And I'm forgetting.
Actually, I think I may have known that, yeah.
In Indiana or Illinois, something like that, before he became whatever he became.
Right.
whatever you want to call it.
Right. Yeah, well, I will say, when I was a kid, whether Jerry Springer came on the TV and my parents didn't want me to watch it, or if it was because they knew, hey, that's a weird show. Don't be showing that to your kids. But also, like, if I ever saw like a clip online or something, every time I was like, what the hell am I watching? Like, it was very, very random stuff. Alrighty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not too much going on the roads here. So if anything's holding you up, it shouldn't do so for too long. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 64. Tomorrow, beautiful, sunny, clear day. Once again, high of 84, low of 63.
An event is on the way to help assist military leaders transitioning from active duty to the private business sector. This is a difficult move, let me tell you. The Emerald Coast is grateful workshop. Set to go Friday, November 8th. Giving you plenty notice here to put it on your calendar. It's going to be over in Dofuniak Springs. That address is 150 Warfighter Way. The Special Operators Transition Foundation helps veterans who want to move outside the defense industry. teaching them how to apply their experiences to businesses like finance and healthcare. It's a rough transition for a lot of folks. This will help a lot of vets.
All righty. And Wall Street, of course, we always try to give you your hourly stock numbers. So Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 140 points to 42,374. The S&P 500 gained 12 points to 5,809. And the NASDAQ rose by 138 points to 18,415.
Do you think we're ever going to see a ceasefire with Hamas and Israel? And, you know,
one can hope.
Talk and talk. It just, the lips are moving, no substance to be involved with. But let me just tell you, Israel and Hezbollah are stepping up their air attacks as aggression persists. Ceasefire talks are set to continue as fears of a wider war breaking out grow. Fox's Matt Finn has more from Israel.
The back-and-forth airstrikes continue in Lebanon and northern Israel. Hezbollah targeting Israeli towns and cities with rockets and missiles. And even though most were intercepted in the sky, the remnants do cause damage and injuries when they fall. Israel says at least four civilians were wounded on Thursday by some of the debris. The fighting comes as Secretary of State Blinken continues his five-day Middle East trip, arriving in Qatar, announcing a new aid package for the Palestinians worth $135 million, and claiming ceasefire talks will resume in the coming days.
In Tel Aviv, Matt Finn, Fox News.
All righty. And also here, Chris, I asked you this back in the 4 o'clock hour. How old should trick-or-treaters be? When do they age out?
I said my answer was between 13 and 14.
And you hit the nail on the head. A majority of Americans say kids should be or should stop knocking on doors for treats by 13 and a half. I mean, you nailed it. About 25%, meanwhile, say that kids should trick-or-treat for as long as they'd like. And then there's about 3% that say, I hate children, no trick-or-treating whatsoever. Fairleigh Dickinson University in New Jersey just released that study, adding at a time when people are battling over politics. It appears they mostly agree on at least one thing. So, yeah, the bulk agree with you, Chris. 13 and a half years old. Once you get to that age, maybe don't prioritize it every Halloween at the very least.
I think you're about right on that one. About 20 minutes ago, I was giving you an update. Ice Flyers, of course, on the road this week, and they're in once again taking on the Havoc up in Huntsville and before they return back to the arena here. But what I was really meant to talk about at that time was, of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And the Ice Flyers knock it out of the park every year. The Flyers Pennair Credit Union have a limited edition pink breast cancer jersey on sale. It's a beauty. And I mean that sincerely. A portion of each sale will be donated to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola. Please take advantage of that. You're doing something really good. And besides, you're going to look absolutely wonderful.
All righty. So, yeah, they are pretty dapper. 6:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got Grammy-winning singer Jack Jones passing away at the age of 86, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah, I know. That's pretty sad.
I love those big band singers, you know?
Oh, for sure. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:52 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather in just a couple minutes. But first, hinted at this before the break. Well, I didn't hint at it. I just straight up told you. Grammy-winning singer Jack Jones has passed away at the age of 86. His family announced that he passed away Wednesday night. He was known for his songs like Lollipops and Roses, Wives and Lovers, and The Impossible Dream. He also sang the theme song for the hit series The Love Boat.
That's exactly right. That's what I was going to say.
My mom watches so much of The Love Boat, or at least she has at times, and good Lord, the song does get stuck in your head.
All right. The Love Boat.
Yeah, there's a lot of power in the voice there.
More than mine. Let me just say this, while we're talking about really sad things and people passing away, an actor who portrayed Tarzan has died. Fox's Monica DeLuca has the story.
Ron Ely, best known for his role as Tarzan in the 1960s NBC TV series, has died. Ely's daughter telling the Associated Press Wednesday that her father died September 29th at his home in Los Alamos, California. Ely helped form the image of the shirtless loincloth-wearing character, later portrayed in animation by Disney. But Ely's Tarzan didn't speak in grunts like the Disney character. He was instead an educated bachelor who had grown sick of civilization and returned to the African jungle where he was raised. Ron Ely was 86 years old. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Well, they don't talk about his co-partner, the reason he went back to being Tarzan.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, both 86 when they passed away. What are the odds of that?
Not sure, but I'm sure they're betting on it in Vegas. There'll be something on there.
I'd like to think people are concerning themselves with better than that.
Listen,
in Vegas.
Reality has hit close to home here. Another recall has been issued over Listeria concerns. This one over frozen waffles and pancakes. And why I say that kind of lead in line, reality hits close to home. I had one of these things
really?
In my freezer. And I did notice this. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the recall affects products sold at stores throughout Florida. Treehouse Foods issued the original recall on October 18th. That recall was expanded Tuesday. Local stores carrying the products, Walmart, mine was a great value product for the waffles. Publix, Aldi, Dollar General, and Target, best buy dates range from 12 to 18 months. Just get rid of the product if you have it.
Yeah, no, at that point.
Dump it. Don't even go near it.
All righty, 6:55 on the nose as I'm speaking to you here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather. We do have an accident report. This is on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling eastbound just past Highway 87. Be on the lookout for that. Backups are starting over there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, it's been creeping lower and lower, about 78 degrees still. Let's see, low of 64 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, another sunny, clear, and all-around beautiful day. High of 84, low of 62.
There is another national nonprofit group starting a pilot program here in Northwest Florida to help solve the military's child care shortage. That is a big issue. Homefront Help. It's a training program launched by Operation Child Care Project. The program was selected because of the unique needs of military families in Northwest Florida. Of course, Eglin and Hurlburt bases are one of 11 areas with the highest need for child care access. This is designated by the Department of Defense. That program launches November 16th and 17th in Shalimar. And believe me, when we were doing the West Florida Defense Alliance, that was one of our top initiatives and mission statements was to child care.
Yeah.
Help solve that darn problem. It's a big one. Somebody moving across, you know, relocating a family, a military family, that is, from one base to another. And then you have to pay these high costs for child care. If you know, if you have young children, you know what I'm talking about. Very, very, very expensive. So hopefully something will be done with that. Hey, Fox's CJ Papa has what we like to do, give you the daily snapshot. And here it comes from Fox.
It's October 24th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's United Nations Day. The UN is an intergovernmental organization intent on creating cooperation between all governments of the world. In 2018, Kenyan marathon runner Eliud Kipchoge named the UN Person of the Year for setting a new marathon world record and for his work with HIV/AIDS in Kenya. It took 8 years to build at a cost of $15 billion. The Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge opens on this day in 2018. At just over 34 miles, it is both the longest sea crossing and the longest open sea fixed link in the world. It features three cable-stayed bridges and three man-made islands and an undersea tunnel just over 4 miles long. Born on this day in Toronto, Canada, rap star Drake. And I know when that hotline blink. Only me one thing. I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
All righty. You know, Chris, you mentioned taking care of your child, you know, child care, but also you with that snapshot, we, you know, learned about anniversaries of things and all that. Well, I'm going to merge the two here.
Nice.
Of course, Chris, you're a parent, so I'm sure you can relate to this.
No, I got a couple of them.
You always teach your kids stranger danger.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, this marks the week that the phrase was born back in 1989. An armed man grabbed 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling in Minnesota as his little brother and friend ran away. And the reports from news outlets caused fear to permeate across the nation. And the words stranger danger became a common refrain. Nearly 30 years later, in a plea deal, the kidnapper finally revealed Jacob's remains in 2016. Jacob's disappearance led to an added awareness of stranger danger and the nation's first law that requires sex offenders to register with each move.
I will give you a sneak peek into a story I'm working on right now. I'll be talking about it during the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. Recent City of Milton audit has uncovered multiple violations after findings released this week by the State Auditor General's Office. This is following its operational audit of city management. Now, numerous city officials mandated to produce statements of financial interest over recent years have failed to do so, including 5 city council members, 2 city managers, a city clerk, and a city planning board member. City of Milton officials saying they could not independently verify the information or provide a list of names of those identified as not having completed required financial statements. And I'm going to tell you who they are tomorrow.
Wow, all righty. And also mentioned this earlier, Beyonce showing her support for VP Harris at a rally in Texas tomorrow. Of course, this comes as Eminem introduced former President Obama at a Harris rally at a Detroit one earlier this week. And then, of course, Bruce Springsteen, we saw him earlier tonight.
He looked old.
He was at a rally today in Georgia. And that's just a musical artist. We also had some other celebs swirling around.
So, yeah, and if you're thinking about doing those mortgage number things, it looks like Freddie Mac is reporting both the 30 and 15-year mortgages up slightly today. Nothing really major to talk about. During tomorrow's show, we'll have all the numbers for you. So have a great evening. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.